This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Party Line here on WILO. Of course, you know, we had to be brought in by Aretha Franklin. You just can't go wrong with Aretha. There's no way. WILO Party Line presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And if you want to check them out, they've got every trailer that you can imagine. They have it on their lot, you know, to fit any bill of any work. Anything that you would need a trailer for, whether it's enclosed or whether it's not, they've got it. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, and Big O Tires in Lebanon. If you're going to be taking road trips this summer, make sure you get over to Big O Tires, get those tires checked, or get a new set. Maybe you're ready for a new set. Big Deals, save money now at 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Speaking of big deals, today, because today is a stressful day, it is tax day. Big Deals is having a tax day sale. You can take an additional 15% off your order. No code needed. You can take that off as you check out. So, little tax day relief from BigDeals.com. Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News, your free online newspapers. Your Here's Your Way and TV sponsors for the live stream. Brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exterior, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, the Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Homes Store, and also Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Well, imagine that. We end with a business from Carroll County, and keep in mind, folks, weather-wise, just keep an eye on the skies. Chance of possible thunderstorms again like we had yesterday. But otherwise, if we see a glimpse of the sun, we're going to be happy. We're going to dance, actually, because it's not going to be around much the rest of this week and even into the weekend. So be happy if you see the sun. But right now, sitting across from me is Madison Kaufman, who is the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Carroll County. Hi, Madison.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Been a long time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Well, glad to have you back. Let's face it, your calendar for the Chamber of Commerce, not to mention, I'm just saying your calendar.
Yeah.
Not to mention the other calendar that you have that is the community calendar that you keep track of everything going on in Carroll County.
There's so much going on, especially with the start of spring happening. It's the time of festivals and events, and people will be outside. So, like you were saying, today is probably not the best day for that, but we're getting there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll take what we can get, right?
Yeah, we stay very busy in Carroll County, and thank you again for having me on here.
Not a problem. Now, I know, like you said, a lot of festivals coming up, and we'll get to some of that towards the end, but I was really happy to see that the marketing grant is now up and out, and there's going to be three rounds.
That is correct. Yes, yeah. We, the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, with the support of our county commissioners and council, we do marketing grants that helps nonprofit organizations and events in our communities, and that is used for advertising and outside the county to bring people in the county for festivals as well. So our first round actually ends on Friday. They need to be turned in by noon to us. And then we have a grants committee that looks them over, and we award those throughout the year. And So, yes, we have three cycles, and our first one's about to round up, and we're excited for it.
To me, that is genius. I mean, pure genius, because that's where, especially a smaller 501c or you know, something similar to that,
yeah,
that's where they struggle. Mm-hmm. Is trying to find those extra dollars to be able to market.
Yes.
And I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, we've been doing this program for a couple of years now, and we appreciate the support from our county commissioners and council to give us the funds to allow our community to thrive through events and giving them those opportunities that they might not be able to have on their own.
So is it like a set dollar amount? Because, I mean, you want to be able to spread the wealth, of course.
Yes. So for each event, organizations and the events can have up to $1,000 per round per event. So, and then no more, each organization can get no more than $2,000 per year. So they try and space it out. I know the couple of our organizations and clubs in Carroll County do host a lot of events, so then they have to break that money out throughout the year. But it's a good way to give back and giving them that extra boost that they might not have.
So you said the first round ends Friday, and you've got two other rounds. What's the dates on those?
Those two other rounds are, trying to think off the top of my head, I want to say it's like June 5th and maybe September 4th. So we kind of space them out throughout the festival season. And then if there's additional funds, then we do it again, I believe, in October 16th.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. I like I said, to me, it's just plain genius.
Yeah, if people are interested, they can reach out to the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. You can call our number at 765-564-6757. And we can kind of give you the breakdown of what that looks like, the application, the guidelines, and we have a whole policy with it.
Yeah, and I noticed it was, you've got it up on your newsletter as well.
Yes, it was on our newsletter that was sent out today, and anyone is able to sign up for that newsletter, which is kind of nice, so you don't have to be a chamber member. We love everyone to be chamber members, but anyone is able to receive that to get our events that are happening, but also community events, so our members are able to put information in there for free. So it is a bi-monthly newsletter, and we send it out the first and third Wednesdays of each month.
Yeah, your newsletter is so informative, and then the website.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, it is continuously being updated, which is hard for a lot of organizations to be able to do that and keep it up to date. But I was looking through it, and it's like, wow, it's already been flipped, you know. So, yeah. So do you have somebody, I mean, I know you're spread pretty thin as it is. Do you have somebody else that helps you keep a lot of that updated?
Yeah, we work with One Technologies. They run our websites. So we also manage our chamber website. But in addition to that, we also have CarrollCountyIndiana.com. So we help with tourism. So we kind of run that as well. So try and update it as much as we can. Don't always get to update it when we want to, but we're working little by little to get it all updated.
And it looks good.
Thank you.
And very informative, like I said, very easy to go and very easy to navigate. A lot of time websites can be annoying, to say the least.
We try to make it as user-friendly as possible. So, yeah, it's always kind of nice to have that updated.
Well, you've got a big meeting coming up this Friday.
Yes. So we have our State of the City, County, and Towns luncheon this Friday at the Wabash and Erie Canal. That is a good opportunity for community members to come and talk, hear from local officials what has been happening in 2025 and what are the plans for 2026. So I know the mayor of Delphi is going to be there. We'll have some reports from other towns and communities in our county as well. So it's a really great annual event that we have to just kind of update the public on what's going on.
Well, I know registration online is closed for that, but are there any openings still? Do you know, or have you got, or are you sitting full?
We're sitting full right now.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah.
I figured, are you going to by chance video that or to put up on YouTube later? Because I know you guys put up a lot of YouTube videos you know, the different organizations throughout the county, and I didn't know if that was one of those things that you'll be doing.
We haven't thought about that, but maybe I can take it to my team, and if someone's interested and really, really wants to go, we can make some wiggle room, but as of right now, we're sitting full.
That's great. I mean, you don't see that. And I love the fact that you're doing not just Delphi or not just the county itself as a whole with commissioners and everything, but all the small towns. Everybody's going to be represented.
Yeah, so we have 5 incorporated communities in Carroll County. All those are going to be represented, or at least give us a report if they aren't able to send a representative. So we do try and talk about what's happening in all our communities.
Which is a lot, and I don't think people realize that.
Yeah, so we have Delphi, Flora, Burlington, Camden, and Yeoman are our 5 incorporated communities.
And there's so much that goes on all those. And,
yes.
And you keep all of that up to date on your calendars as well. So the website and the newsletter, great way to stay connected with Carroll County all the way around. You set the date now for the Women's Luncheon.
Yes, we did. And we're very excited.
18th annual, that's big to be able to keep something like that going all for this long.
Yeah, we're very excited. We are hosting our 18th annual Women's Celebration Luncheon on Tuesday, May 5th. So it is Cinco de Mayo, but we are not doing Mexican food. So sorry if there's anyone's bubble. We're actually partnering with Peretta's Italian Ristorante for lunch, and they're going to be catering it. But this year, we're doing it at Delphi First Assembly of God Church. And so, new location this year. We're having 2 amazing speakers, and one of them is actually in Frankfurt. So, Kathy Martin. So, she's going to be our first speaker of the day. And then we'll end with a keynote from Angela Barnard. And the theme this year is Power and Presence, Igniting Energy, Influence, and Impact. So we welcome everyone to come. Tickets are now on sale. They can get them on our website, carrollcountychamber.com, or feel free to reach out to us by phone or email as well. And it is $35 a person, and that includes lunch, the 2 speakers, and then you get entered in for a door prize. So we are very excited for it this year.
Well, I think they'll forgive you for having Italian. I mean, come on, Peretta's.
Right?
Yeah.
We're so excited. Peretta's has been doing really well, and we're excited to be able to have them as a caterer, and their food has been amazing every time I've had it.
Well, and great guest speakers. I mean, we've had Kathy on a lot here on the station, and Angela Barnard, I've had a chance to hear her before it. Yeah, I mean, just amazing and very positive program. So
yeah, we're very excited to have both of them, and looking forward to it. So we welcome anyone to come. But also another fun part that we have within that event is we have a chance for attendees to do some shopping. So we have vendor spots available. We still have some available. So if anyone's interested, they're women-owned businesses. And so we have that, and it is the week before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yes, so we always say, bring your mom, and let's do some shopping, and hopefully people come and get inspired.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're very excited to have it. So we welcome everyone as well, and so like I said, that is on Tuesday, May 5th in Delphi at the Delphi First Assembly of God Church.
That's a neat program, and the fact that you're having shopping to go along with it. I mean, come on.
Yes, and our speakers are very amazing, and we're very excited to have them.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be a fantastic thing going on. A lot of stuff going on, and with the festivals that are coming up, I think this is very
great.
Important that you're offering this, or that it's being offered through the chamber to a connection, is ServSafe classes. I know. Probably the extension maybe is helping with that or whatever, but I just think that's amazing that you're promoting that because of all the festivals and everything that's coming up.
Yeah, so we partner with Hoosier Hospitality Consulting out of Sheridan.
Okay.
They do a lot of different spots, and they've reached out their chamber members and they're like, hey, we're hosting some classes. And so we give them a location to be able to host these classes. They typically do three a year. We did one in February, and now we're going to be doing one on May 6th. And so that will be at our location at 110 East Franklin Street in Delphi. So you can register online or reach out to us if you're needing to get certified, and we can get you signed up with them.
Yeah, certified or recertified.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Talk about the ambassador meeting that's coming up on the 13th. What does that entail?
Yeah, so our ambassador program has been operating, I believe in June, is going to be 3 years already, which is crazy. But the ambassador group is chamber members who want to volunteer their time, get more involved, and so they help the chamber with events coming on, with registering, being out in the community. Unfortunately, I cannot be everywhere at once, and neither can my office manager, Kaylin Smith. So it's a good way to have an extension of the chamber. They want to get involved. They want to get in front of the community. So it's a good program to have, and so that's open for any chamber members.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So by having these meetings, is that kind of to give them the tools that they need to be able to go out and do that sort of thing, be an ambassador?
That is correct. Yeah, we each meeting we kind of talk about, okay, what new businesses are around, who can we, who might be interested as being a chamber member, but we also give them the tools and talk about programs that we do. That way, when they go out and about, they are aware of what we do and can explain that to other people. It's in a way that they invest in our organization, and we appreciate them, and so it's a good way to get the word out more about our organization.
Coming up, and who wouldn't want to do this, afternoon networking, which I think is great, and I know that Boone County, Clinton County, you know, all Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. are building these programs for their members and having these networking meetings yeah. and everything, but the advantage of being able to take it to the Madam Carol, I mean, come on.
Right, yeah. So we do quarterly networkings. We do two a quarter, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We try and give different times, that way availability for our members. We are a small community. I know it is hard to get away sometimes. So our morning networkings are from 8 to 9 a.m., and then our afternoon ones are from 4 to 5 p.m., and we try and go different locations in our county that they can maybe have not been to, or one, it's one of their favorite spots. And then we try and do an activity that gets them involved to help with networking, kind of little icebreaker opportunities. The last quarter one that we did in the afternoon was at Fontana Farms Brewing outside of Camden, and we actually did a Chamber Jeopardy game. So it was a little fun to kind of learn about what projects we work on, some of our benefits, and then we also had times for ISOL who all registered, and we created questions based off of who was registered and gave them the opportunity to talk about what they do as well. But this quarter's afternoon one is going to be on the Madam Carol on May 14th, so we're very excited about that. Actually, I think I have like 16 people registered already, which is crazy, and we're very excited, but we welcome people. It is a free event, and we welcome people from any county to come if they want to network with our chamber members.
And that's a great opportunity. I mean, who wouldn't, and besides the fact that Madam Carol, but who wouldn't want to take that opportunity, especially across county lines? I mean, Carol and Clinton are basically sisters.
Yes.
And similar communities, similar businesses, all of that. But who wouldn't want to network with other counties just to you know, see those different opportunities and see how other people are doing things and what's working for them.
Right.
And, you know, and maybe being able to incorporate that in and then also share what's working for you. So,
yeah, one of my biggest pushes, I guess, as an executive director is, in a sense, not blurring the county lines, but like, why are we not trying to network more with our surrounding counties?
Sure.
Because how many times do our residents go outside of county for something, like, and then other counties come into our county for different items that they need and everything. So it is kind of fun. And that's the nice thing about our chamber memberships as well. You don't have to be located in Carroll County to be a chamber member. If you're wanting to network and get involved with networking with other chamber members as well, I always say we welcome anyone and we'd love to get you involved in Carroll County and network with other people.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, when one community grows, the potential for growth in all the other communities surrounding is there too as
yeah.
well. So why wouldn't you want to help each other prosper?
Right, yeah. But there's a lot of other events that are happening that I would like to shout out as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, go for it, because you've got a...
Yeah.
Like I said, your calendar is nuts.
Yeah, our calendar is nuts, but I'm going to kind of transition to more of other community events going on. So a couple that I would like to hit on is the Wabash and Erie Canal Park. They are having their Spring Nature Walk this Saturday, April 18th at 2:30 p.m. So it's a chance to see blooming spring flowers while walking the trails in Delphi. So it's a good way to get out and about. I'm hoping the weather is beautiful this
yeah,
weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it is. It's gorgeous up there.
And their season's going to be opening soon. I believe May 23rd is the first day of their outdoor season. That's canal rides, the museum's open. But then they also have their little village open with trades, and I believe they have some workshops coming up, so I definitely recommend looking on their website and seeing what's happening. They're doing a lot, and their season's about to kick off, so that's very exciting.
Well, and you've got the Delphi Opera House has got a lot going on.
So many shows. They've been amazing. Just watching their growth the last couple of years has been very interesting to watch. They are busy. They're selling out shows. They have brought a lot of unique shows as well. So, yes, the Delphi Opera House is doing amazing right now, and we definitely recommend coming, seeing a show, maybe go for a walk, and maybe have a show going on. So we definitely encourage people to go look at those. And then another community, the Flora Community Club, is presenting the Carroll County Garden and Craft Fair on Saturday, April 25th. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's going to be located at the Flora Community Park. And they have a couple of buildings. I think it's three buildings.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the first year that pretty much everything is going to be full.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I know Jessica's going to be on next week.
Okay,
but
yes.
Yeah, it's the garden show has just grown over last couple of years. It's almost doubled in size. It's so big.
It's been amazing to watch, but yes, they have many vendors going that are going to be there that day as well. And then starting in May, Delphi Main Street is going to be hosting their Market on Market. So it's going to be a farmer's market with craft vendors, and they do that on Market Street in Delphi. So that's the third Saturday of the month, from May to October, I believe, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
How fun. And
yeah.
And how great is it that we start seeing the outdoor market show up? I mean, it just...
One of my favorite time of the year.
When it's time for the outdoor market, it's like, yes, finally. We're back into the warm weather, and it's huge. I mean, it fills the whole square.
Yeah, so it has, it was previously named the Dewey and Delphi Markets, but now it's more located on Market Street, so they've rebranded a little bit, and so now it's Market on Market.
That's okay.
Delphi Main Street has been doing amazing job of doing more activities and getting really involved, and it's been really fun watching where that organization has gone.
Well, and
they do amazing work.
And you guys work hand in hand with everything because, of course, most of the businesses up there, everybody makes sure they're open during that time.
Yeah, some of them have deals going on. So there are little sandwich boards that they put outside that will say, like, doing Delphi. So that they usually promote that the week before the third Saturday. So it's a lot of fun as well. And then one last big festival thing that I would like to talk about is our 13th annual Indiana Bacon Festival.
Yeah, I didn't know how much you wanted to disclose so far.
Yeah, we're in the works of that. That's going to be Saturday, August 22nd this year, and it's going to be in downtown Delphi. We're working on music, so we're not disclosing that yet, but we are in the works of that. We're going to be sending out vendor applications, and that will be barbecue cook-off and vendor application, food vendor applications. Those will be open in May, and we're hoping to have tickets on sale July 15th. But before all that happens, we are looking for sponsors still this year. So if you are a business or know anyone that'd be interested in sponsoring the Indiana Bacon Festival, please reach out, and we would love to promote your business to this event that brings thousands of people to Carroll County.
Tens of thousands. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. It's huge.
Yeah, it's one of our big fundraiser of the year, but it's not just for us. It is for the be able to bring people in Carroll County, but we couldn't do our event without my committee and my volunteers of the day. And our volunteers are other nonprofit organizations in Carroll County, and we do try to give back money as much as some of our proceeds back to those nonprofit organizations. In the last 12 years, we've given over $250,000 back to local organizations.
That's amazing.
So it's been a lot of fun. So by sponsoring an event, you're not only sponsoring, supporting our organization, you're supporting the county as a whole with having visitors come to our area, and you are supporting the local nonprofit organizations that help us with the event.
Well, I know you're right now, your big focus is getting sponsors, but you're also, as you said, volunteers and everything.
Yes.
And when are you going to be starting to look for, you know, getting people signed up or organizations signed up to be volunteers, or are you already working on that now?
We started working on it, but if anyone is interested in volunteering, we can always use more help overall. So it's been a great, and also, this event couldn't be possible without our presenting sponsor, Indiana Packers Corporation. So we greatly appreciate them.
Yeah, and Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest.
Everybody looks forward to Bacon Fest.
Yeah, and hopefully soon we're going to be putting a poll out for people to help us decide what this year's slogan is. Because last year we had Praise the Lord, and so many people enjoyed it. So be on the lookout. Follow us on Facebook at IndianaBaconFestival.com.
And be thinking of all of those possible pork and bacon references that you could come up with.
Yes. Yeah, we're super excited. But, yeah, it's going to be a great year overall with all the festivals and events happening in Carroll County. We definitely stay busy, and we'll be able to talk more. We have quite a few for the summer, and then also fall time, so we're just now kicking off festival season.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, Carroll County is just, you know, what, 15 miles to the county line, roughly,
right,
or so. So, you know, it's not even a one tank trip.
Yeah, we welcome everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great place to visit, and great things going on there all the time. Anything else that you can think of that you really want to hit on?
I think I covered most of it. That's all that is coming to my brain right now, and I have a lot going in the brain.
Yeah.
So I apologize if I forgot anything, but as of right now, that's all I can remember. And we are very excited. We welcome new members to our organization. But if you want to get involved in Carroll County, don't hesitate to reach out. We like to try and be a one-stop shop. Or I always say, if I don't know someone, I know someone that knows someone. So feel free to reach out to our chamber, and we'd be happy to help in any way that we can.
Well, let's remind everybody contact information.
Yes.
And how they can get a hold of you and everything.
Yeah, we're located at 110 East Franklin Street in downtown Delphi. Our hours are 10 to 4:30. That sometimes varies based off the events that we have. But you can also call us at 765-564-6757 and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And then also you can find our website at CarrollCountyChamber.com.
Hey, Russ, call back. went to reach, and we have our owner, Russ Casper. He had a question for you.
Yeah.
I was going to have him call back in here. Somehow it did not let it go completely through, so hopefully he will. There he is. That's got to be him, surely, coming back in. So we're going to just get... Russ,
Hi.
I hope that's you.
yeah, that's me. That is
okay.
Me.
Hello.
Hi, it's great to have you on. I'm one of the guys that flies that powered parachute around Carroll County. You guys, it's just such a beautiful county up there along the Wabash. And, but I did want to remind folks, we are going to have our annual Flora Touch a Truck fly-in, drive-in on September the 12th.
So you've already got the date set for this
fall.
Oh,
yeah. We've already had a couple meetings on it, and we give away planes to the to the kids, and we run out of planes every year, it seems like. And Rosie's Creamery will probably be there.
Yes, they're always at the fair. They're amazing.
Yes, yes. So anyway, I wanted just to tag that on September 12th. And this year there has been some talk about having some powered parachuters from northern Indiana to come down. So I'm talking to Daryl Martin about that. He's up in Goshen. And he's got about 5 or 10 powered parachute friends, and we might stay the night Friday. And but we'll see. He hasn't committed to it yet. But we will have the fly-in, drive-in, touch a truck. We'll have the fire engine out there, hopefully.
That's exciting. No, we welcome you. Thank you for letting us know about the event. I hadn't heard much about that, so I'm excited to hear about it and be able to tell others about that.
September 12th. Okay.
September 12th.
I'll get off here, and I'll publish a story on this, too. I've been taking notes on this, so we'll put something up on Carroll County Daily News.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's semi-retired.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What does that mean?
No, same thing it does for me. Nobody will let you retire, and they won't let me either. So.
I hear you. Great to have you on. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that kind of also reminds me that 250th anniversary for the United States, that a lot of communities are doing events, so be on the lookout. I think Delphi is looking at doing something, and then Flora is already putting information out there.
Right, yeah. I remember seeing Flora putting a little bit out there, and I think even the canal. Delphi is going to kind of push some things around the canal.
A lot of things are still in the works right now, but I did want people to know that there are going to be events going on, so be sure to check it out.
Well, thank you, Madison.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love to have you, and we are looking forward to hearing more about everything going on in Carroll County. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Matt Rota, superintendent of the Community Schools of Frankfort.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's-eye view of TC Trailer, son.
TC Trailers?
Look, there, over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC Trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archive. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, right after Party Line, WILO and Boone 102.7 bring you a moment of pure positivity. It's the pet of the day. In partnership with the Clinton County Humane Society, we shine the spotlight on adoptable dogs and cats just waiting to meet their new best friend. Maybe that's you. You'll hear their names, their stories, and what makes each one special. Whether they're playful pups, curious kittens, or wise old souls, these shelter residents are ready for a forever home. So tune in, fall in love, and help spread the word. Because sometimes, the right tail wag or gentle purr is just a broadcast away. That's Pet of the Day, every Tuesday and Thursday, only on WILO and Boone 102.7, where every animal has their moment to shine. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Travelers Point Distillery, and Blue Fox Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Proud supporter of Second Chances and Furry Friends.